League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, as was told in the open. That is us. Glad to have you back for hour number two of the craziness, the madness, the pre-Christmas time episode. Excited for Christmas when that gets down. We're talking fantasy football the rest of this hour, even though I did slip in some baseball in the last hour. If you missed any of it, great callers, great stuff, and some baseball. This hour, we're going to be talking about some matchups. We're going to be talking about the Week 14 plays and the over-unders. But we do have a caller, so let's get to that. It is Caesar in Arizona, right down the street. Caesar, what is going on, my friend?
How you guys doing? I need a help for the first round of the playoffs.
Let's do it.
I need a flex. I don't know about Alec Collin, Isaiah Crowell, Mike Davis, or Kenny Stills.
Okay, so Bogman, I'm going to immediately disqualify Alex Collins because of the injury and the questionable mark. Are you with me on that?
I'm with you.
I don't ever trust, even if I was desperate, I could go Mike Davis, but I don't trust Seahawks running backs. Bogman, do you agree?
No, can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
This comes down to Crowell and Kenny Stills. And though Kenny Stills has, de facto, become the de facto number two wide receiver, he had a hard time trusting where Crowell can catch and still run the ball just a tad bit. Josh Gordon changes the offense up a little bit. So whether it's standard or PPR, I'm leaning Crowell. What about you, Boggs?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would go with Crowell simply for the fact that he is the volume play over Stills. Like, even if you like Stills better, you're almost touchdown dependent. You know, he's the third option. So I would go with Crowell, especially. Did you say it's a PPR or standard, Caesar?
It's a standard league.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Stills is definitely a touchdown option, but I don't know. Like I said, I feel comfortable with Gordon being able to open up the offense a little bit. And this is a volume play type of stuff. I mean, I know Devontae Parker has been out, but, you know, and Kenny Stills, again, de facto number two. But I just don't trust the Miami offense. They might lean, even though New England's a little sketchy, they might lean on Kenyon Drake. Were you leaning towards Crowell?
I actually had Collins.
I would too, but he's banged up. That's my problem.
If Collins goes, I think I would 100% go with Collins.
And what I want
is questionable.
Yeah, see, what I want is like a clean bill on Friday. I want like he's practicing in full.
Yeah, because he's night
good
game
to go.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to mess around with him being like questionable and is a game time decision. That's where I'm easily going Crowell. Is that good?
Yeah. Do you guys have a chance for another question? One more question?
Quick yeah. Hey, do you want to hold through the break? We're about to go to break. You want to hold through?
Okay, I will.
Okay, cool. Okay. All right, hold on for us because we're going to go to break here in just a second. We'll get the other question from Caesar. And we're going to be covering we got a couple matchup plays. We'll kind of balance this out. We got to get the over-unders and stuff, but I think we can dedicate a segment to covering a couple of these player versus player matchups for Week 14 that some ITL listeners, they put out for us. And we'll talk about the over-unders. We'll get it all going down for Week 14, Week 1 of the Fantasy Football Playoffs. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We'll be back.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code NTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Be so live.
See, with things with Colin Kaepernick, I wish, you know, MAGA and those like them could say, you know something, guy has done a lot. He's sacrificed a lot. He's one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. I maybe don't agree with the method of his protest. I may not agree with the pink sock, but I can honestly see that he's doing more good than bad, and that he's being blackballed from the league. Like, it's not a hard thing to do if you're not racist.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The only radio programming that is for the ears of the fantasy elite is, of course, Fantasy Freestyle with Dane Martinez.
What? Are you kidding? Not my show. My show is for all the people. Bring that promo back. This is Dane Martinez, Speeds the Spitting Statistician, and you can check out my show, Fantasy Freestyle, every night, Monday through Friday. I give you my top five, dead or alive.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
My starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup.
And you can join the cipher with me, Speeds the Spitting Statistician.
Yeah, yeah.
I break down every stat from every game so your fantasy teams can blow up like a Samsung 7. Catch Fantasy Freestyle every night, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Aha!
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
In this league.
Damn right, the People Show. We're the People's Champ. A show for the people, by the people, not necessarily hosted by people. I mean, we're sometimes we don't feel like people. They're like monsters. I'm a mother. No, I can't sing that song here. I was just talking about that. Eminem. We're talking about rap. It's just in my head. Eminem's got a new album coming out, and I'm like, is this 1999? That's crazy. It's wild. All right, welcome back. It's
I guess
this
I'm
league.
Back in high school.
Yeah, I guess. We're talking fantasy football. We got Caesar on the line from AZ right down the street from us. And by the way, we were just looking. I didn't even realize this because this report, I think, came down like 2 hours ago that I guess Alex Collins is all cleared and looks good to go. So good thing you're still on with us, Caesar, because the answer is your gut. Go Alex Collins. But what else did you have for us?
But does the matchup hurt the Steelers or not?
I mean, well, sure, Byron Bogdan, you're one of the best people to answer that as far as a Steeler fan goes. But I'm not sure it's...
The Steelers are getting gashed by Gio Bernard on Monday night. So, and they have one less day to prepare. And Ryan Shazier is not going to play, obviously. So I think I would go with Alex Collins pretty easy over Crowell and over Stills.
Yeah, and he just hasn't been efficient enough to warrant anything. But so what else you got for us?
My other question was, I'm debating about Kirk Cousins and Big Ben.
Ooh, a lot of Kirk Cousins. I like how a lot of Kirk Cousins people struggling this week because we had one earlier of Kirk Cousins versus Alex Smith. So, Bogman, what do you think? We know Kirk Cousins is up against the New Orleans Saints and Big Ben up against the Baltimore defense, who has been difficult. And
Cousins
more than
is
anything,
against the Chargers.
Was it Chargers? Did I say the Saints? Yeah, I'm sorry.
You
the
said
Chargers.
The Saints. That's the
game. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Big Ben at home, man. Big
Ben
against,
at home, that's what I was going to say.
Baltimore at home, I would definitely go that way. Especially Jimmy Smith, their best corner, ruptured his Achilles last week, and it's going to be the rookie Marlon Humphrey on Antonio Brown. Even with nine toes, Antonio Brown should torch that kid.
And
so
just
I'd go
like
with Ben Roethlisberger,
and Big Ben at home, he's a monster. I don't know what the deal is about him. He is one of the weirdest football players of like a home away split. But Big Ben at home is he's a force of nature. So I'm in agreement here. I'm going Big Ben. Big Ben and Alex Collins. You got a lot to watch in that one game, apparently.
All right, man. Yeah, I know. Thanks for the advice.
We want high scoring.
Yeah, you bet, Caesar. Yeah, good getting our AZ brethren calling in. So call in anytime.
All right, thanks,
there we go. Yeah, you bet. Let's cover a couple of these player debates here. We had a bunch of listeners submitted week 14 player debates. I mean, this is the time. What's really ironic about the podcasting world, a little inside baseball for people, when you look at numbers, so your highest listened to episodes are preseason. That's like not even a question. Sometimes like triple your listeners happen in preseason. So that's to all you advertisers out there. So get on it. And then usually hold steady for about 8 weeks. And then when people start kind of, you know, losing, they kind of will tally off a little bit. But then something happens where it's a slow little progression down. But then something happens where the playoffs come, week one of the fantasy playoffs.
Everybody's back in.
Everyone is back. The people that might have been questionable, you know, teams that were 2-11 that made the playoffs, like Brandon Nolan, who called in earlier, you know, like teams like that, then people are back in it. And the fantasy football vibe has picked back up. So there's a lot of questions out there. So we had a bunch of listener submitted ones even before the show. So Bogman, why don't you hit us with a few of those?
Well, this one might be from a listener named Bot Schmogman. And
Bot Schmogman, huh?
Bot Schmogman, right. So Robbie Anderson versus Denver or Golden Tate versus Tampa Bay. Now, I think this is, you kind of have to go with Golden Tate if Stafford is playing. But if Jake Rudock is playing, would you go with Robbie Anderson in that tough matchup against Denver or Golden Tate?
I got to be honest with you, dude. We should feel more confident about Golden Tate and who he is, but he has been so shut down and Marvin Jones has taken over. I hate sitting my studs, but I legit might start Robbie Anderson in this game. The Denver, here's one of the biggest problems with the Denver defense right now, outside of being less efficient. Their offense is so inefficient, they're just on the field more. You know, it's just not working. Trevor Siemian sucks. So I'm not going to kill you if you play Golden Tate here, but I think these guys might actually put up similar points, to be honest with you, but Robbie Anderson has shown over the last 6 weeks to be the more explosive playmaker in that Jets offense.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to have to go with. It's just an unfortunate situation to kind of be stuck in.
Yeah.
Because
I got one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one for you. I'm skipping through because we got two parts of this list here. I want to come down to this one because I think this one is fascinating. I don't know who asked this. Maybe you know who it is. Kareem Hunt, who's going up against Oakland, versus Jamal Williams, who's going up against Cleveland. Now, Aaron Jones, we know Ty Montgomery's out of the picture. Aaron Jones only got that one carry, but it was that final one for a touchdown. So, you know, that could
affect.
Easy for
me.
Easy Kareem Hunt.
Easy. Easy Jamal Williams for me.
Oh, you did it. You turned it. You turned easy Jamal Williams for you.
Easy Jamal Williams for me. Kareem Hunt's been getting 9 carries a game. So I think a couple games ago he had 17 carries, but last game he had 9.
11, 18, 9. Those are his last 4 games.
Yeah, screw that, man. We know what the Packers do with their running backs, and Ty Montgomery's on IR. Aaron Jones had that touchdown last week, but he had 2 snaps and 1 carry. Everything is going to Jamal, and he's playing against Cleveland. So give the ball to Jamal. Give the ball
fantasy
to him.
Fantasy-wise, by the way, Cleveland has given up less points to running backs than Oakland.
I don't care. I don't. I know Cleveland's defense is better, but I'm going with the volume play. Kareem Hunt is, I don't know. Kareem Hunt is at best an RB2 at this point anymore, man. I just can't do it. I can't be starting him. And, I mean, if you want to go down with the ship, that's fine, but Jamal Williams
going down
Kareem
the
Hunt
ship,
for me,
by the way. Because
I would go with Jamal Williams.
And I don't disagree with what you're saying. Hugh Jackson acknowledged something that, I mean, every team should know, but when you say it publicly, it's like, ooh, is that like, they're like, well, we need to shut down the run and make Brett Hundley throw. And like, that's like the game plan of all game plans. Because if you make Brett Hundley throw, you win the ball game.
You know why he said that is because it's the most obvious thing in the world. That's like, I mean, idiot. He might as well say, we need to score points.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can't win the game. He's like old John Madden stuff. You can't win the game if you don't score. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you very much. You know, if you take a hot hand, I it's hard to disagree. Jamal Williams has averaged, if I take this, I want to say this is about 19.5, I think, carries over the last 4 games he's averaged. And he's got a couple scores here. So, you know what? I think Jamal Williams
might be the
player.
This is Cleveland's best shot to win a game, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I think for the rest of the season. So
absolutely.
They have some tough matchups.
All right, what's another one?
How about How about Amari Cooper, who you like a little bit, plus, you know, no Peters, all that stuff, versus Sammy Watkins? Cooper has got the Chiefs, but he's coming off the vicious hit and all that stuff. And then Sammy Watkins is going up against Philly. It's a tough matchup.
I don't know where you lean here. It is. This is, but I'm going to go Amari Cooper here. I just, Philly's defense, I think, is going to be out for blood. Amari Cooper has not necessarily shown much of anything. But like I said, defense banged up a little suspension stuff with the Kansas City. And I think, you know, he's at least been getting his targets, even though it hasn't quite been there. So maybe his bell getting rung is going to, you know, shake something out. We can get old Amari Cooper back. But I would rather go down with Amari Cooper than Sammy Watkins.
Man, I don't know. Like, Robert Woods isn't going to play again. Sammy's been pretty good without Robert Woods on the field. I'll go with Sammy against Philly.
Oh, boo.
They're still going to have to throw the ball.
Boo.
What about this one? Okay, go ahead.
Let me do this one because I like this one.
Okay, do this one.
Keeping in that same game.
Go with this one.
Okay, I'm going with this one. Cooper Kupp versus the Eagles versus Stephon Diggs versus Carolina. Stephon Diggs, trash the second half of the season.
It's so bad.
He's been so bad. Let me just look at his stuff here. He has had 2-5-4-4 in his last five games. He hasn't caught more than five passes. He hasn't had more than seven targets. Adam Thielen is the man going up against Carolina, who gives up on the lower half of the 15 of fantasy points to wide receivers against Cooper Kupp, who is theoretically the number one in
against
Rams.
Ooh, really? I'm going with Kupp in that one because I think – like, you know, Philly got gashed by Seattle a little bit on the run last week. I think they're going to have to refocus up and really, really focus on stopping Todd Gurley. I think that's where most of their defensive game plan is going to be. I mean, I know that's kind of a Hugh Jackson obvious statement, but I think maybe Sammy Watkins can see a little bit of one-on-ones or maybe find a hole in his own, stuff like that. Because Philly is going to be so into stopping Todd Gurley.
I have a bad track record of Stephon Diggs going against him. I mean, you guys really want me to go against him, because if I do, he's going to go off for 180 yards. I'm going to go Stephon Diggs here because, and this is a simple reason, he has not performed at a high level. This defense is not necessarily a great spot for him to be in, but come this time of year, I'm very big about playing my studs, and I would not sleep well if Stephon Diggs pulled a 160 yards and two touchdowns and Cooper Kupp did his 5-for-80 type of stuff. Now, Cooper Kupp might be the floor play, to be honest with you. If you're scared and you're worried, then that might be the guy. But Stephon Diggs is the home run guy, and I feel like I might be looking for a home run. So I'm gonna lean Stephon.
I think they're both
what was your one
wind
you
up
so
with
excited
like
about?
Four catches. How about T.Y. Hilton versus Josh Doctson?
Oh, we had that one earlier. Remember, that was one of the options. Dotson and Hilton. I'm going to go Hilton.
Yeah, Hilton. How about Coleman versus Peyton Barber?
Coleman. Doug Martin's
got to go Coleman because Doug Martin's getting better.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk about Week 14, more plays, all that stuff. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Does your favorite fantasy sports show pair banging on the table demanding shots?
Drinks on Greg, drinks on Greg, drinks on Greg.
With deep, smart Kareem Hunt analysis? If not, then I think the Fantasy BFFs are for you. Every weekday at 11 a.m. here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on YouTube Live, join Greg Sussman, Frank Stanfill, Mike Florio, and NXT wrestler Eric Young for some of the best, most enjoyable, most imaginative fantasy analysis out there. Don't get your fantasy from boring people.
Yo! This is the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever.
Check out the Fantasy BFFs 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Every weekday only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports YouTube page.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. And unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Freestyle.
Giovanni Bernard could have been a guy that you could have picked up and now is in prime position. Remember, Jeremy Hill is already on IR. Joe Mixon has likely a concussion. It is going to be a race against time for Joe Mixon on a short week. And if not, fire up Giovanni Bernard as a very interesting play against the Chicago Bears next week. A very interesting DFS play as well.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Welcome back. In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
On the radio.
NBC. We are back.
W-Evan-T-S-Y.
Evan-T-S-Y. Actually, thinking of Paul Giamatti, I just watched. Have you seen the Jim Carrey documentary?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It's like wild. It is wild. It's crazy. I mean, Pavona just a message on our messenger. Amazing. I'm a Jim Carrey guy, and a lot of people are of the mind.
A lot
that
of people were until he went nuts.
A lot of people have. I don't know if it's lost
all fake.
His mind is the
this
word.
This is all no. fake right now.
I mean, there's also
we're all talking about element. Sports. So much more important things. This is all
yeah,
fake. This,
nothing's
weird.
Real. Nothing's real. I mean, there's
why are you here?
It's like, is this one of these Joaquin Phoenix type of things? Is that happening? But I don't think it is. It is fascinating. I'm not going to give anything away, but what it is Jim Carrey in the now, you know, with the beard and stuff, right? But he probably filmed it right before he had that weird thing on the red carpet, and it's him talking about the filming of Man on the Moon, which was about Andy Kaufman. But they had filmed on the side. They filmed like a side documentary during the movie, and Jim Carrey did the full on, like, he never left character,
method
acting. He didn't leave character.
The Daniel Day-Lewis
dude, and it's wild. It's an eye-opening documentary into Jim Carrey and the stuff that he does and that movie. It is very, very – it's interesting. I mean, if you're not into, like, that type of stuff, you know, the documentaries or Jim Carrey's world or Andy Kaufman, then you're going to hate it. But I was like, this is all me. And Paul Giamatti.
It looks interesting.
So that's why.
I love Paul Giamatti. I saw someone on Reddit said, oh, look who it is. Like, they posted a picture of him, and then the next picture was of Paul Giamatti staring daggers into their camera, and, like, the little title says, Paul G caught me creeping.
I love Paul Giamatti. Everything he does is gold, except The Amazing Spider-Man 2, where he played Rhino. Worst decision he ever made as an actor.
Oh, I don't think I ever saw that one. Is that the one with Jamie Foxx also?
Yes, Andrew Garfield, where he has like a role at the beginning of the movie and then at the end. And it's ridiculous, and it's the dumbest thing that guy's ever done. So go watch Jim and Andy. It's an amazing Netflix documentary. But we're back. We were talking about some matchups. Maybe we'll swing a couple matchups in here, but let's plow through some of week 14 over-unders. Maybe we'll even sneak a matchup or two kind of into this. But how did we do last week?
We don't need to mention last week, do we? It's in the past, the Welsh.
I was
8-8 on the you were 8-8 on the spreads and the over-under. I was 5-11 on the spreads, but I was 10-6 on the over-unders. So
anybody keep
one bad, one good.
Anybody go back? I'll bet you I am at least 60% on my over-unders this year. If we went back,
what do you think you are against the spread?
Ooh, I mean, probably 45%, 40%, 40, anywhere from 40 to 45%. What do you think you are?
I don't know. Probably like right at 50% on both.
On both. So. Okay.
Might as well be flipping the coin, right? The Welsh make that one guy really angry.
Oh, he hates us. He's never called back. No, he's done with us. Carrie's done with us too. She didn't even call in today.
Yeah, Carrie's done with us. All right. First one is the game tomorrow night. The Welsh is New Orleans at Atlanta. New Orleans is favored by 1.5, and the over under is 53, very high over in this game. I think that might actually be, it is. It's the highest over of the week for Thursday Night Football.
Well, guaranteed it's going to be 30 points scored then, right?
Thursday Night
Football, highest one. I don't know. There's something about Atlanta and New Orleans that I love. I just love the high-flyingness. Devontae Freeman is back. He's back.
Alvin
Kamara, one of the best running backs in the league.
Ingram's questionable.
In the league. I would say people should be tuned in, by the way, to the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, because when we go through the 2018 mock draft of looking early, Alvin Kamara is going to be one of the most fascinating to look at. He's amazing. So you asked me a question, though. I am going to go under, and I'm going to go New Orleans.
New Orleans and the under.
Doesn't feel good. Yeah. I'm more comfortable with the under than I am New Orleans.
Same. I'm going to take the Dirty Birds in the under. I'm going to go with the home team in this game. These teams are both very, very good. I think Atlanta's getting better, even though they lost to Minnesota. But give me the Dirty Birds at home, man.
Kamara's the best running back in this game, by the way.
He is. But Atlanta really needs this game. They really, really need it. Yeah. What about Indy at Buffalo? Just give me a winner, because we don't know if Tyrod's playing. So there is no line. By the way, I read something the other day that if the game's ended at halftime, which they don't, so this doesn't matter at all, but the Colts would be like 10-2 if the game's ended at halftime. They've been leading in most of their games.
For real?
At halftime, yeah. Maybe it's 9-3, but it's good, whatever the record
maybe
was.
It might have been 9-2. That could be Jerry Jones' new league when he leaves, because Goodell got re-signed. He can do a halftime league, two quarters. This game is stupid. There's no way I can pick Indianapolis to win on the road. So I got to go Buffalo. And since there's no over under, I mean, I don't trust Nathan Peterman, but if he's there,
you're going to take Nathan Peterman.
I'm hoping it's Tyrod Taylor, but if it's Nate Peterman, I got a great strategy for the Bills. Run the ball.
Give me Jacoby Brissett and the Bills, because I don't think Tyrod's playing in this one. So, and Peterman was so bad in his one star. Yeah, he had 5 picks. So I actually kind of like Brissett. I think he'd be better with, better offensive line around. I do.
Packers, maybe better than Brett Hundley?
He's much better than Brett Hundley. They'd be killing if they had Jacoby Brissett, I think. I like Brissett. What about Minnesota at Carolina? This is a big game. Minnesota's favored by 2.5. The over-under is 41.
I am going to go Christian McCaffrey, a little questionable in this game as well. Looks like they might also Greg Olsen is back.
He's back.
He's going to be on a pitch count. So I'm going to go Minnesota, Oh, you already wrote this in for me. But you're wrong. I'm going to go the over.
I'm wrong. I think I'm just wrong because you don't like it when I write it first.
Yeah, no, that's not. I was leaning Minnesota in the over, and you're going Minnesota in the under. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota in the under. The under. Yeah, that usually happens. So I just think that both these defenses are really good. I don't see this being too much different than the Atlanta game. That was 14-9 last week. So give me Minnie, and I'll take the under in that one, too. I think 41 might be way too many points. What about Chicago at the spurned Cincinnati Bengals? I mean, how Marvin Lewis still has a key card, I have no idea.
I think there's been reports, too, that, like, he's done.
There have been reports like that for the last 15 years.
The
Bengals have not won one playoff game with Marvin Lewis as the head coach. Zero.
Has there been anybody that's needed to be fired more for the last 5 years than Marvin Lewis?
running
because all the other guys have been fired. They've all been fired.
I hope Marvin Lewis is Bengals head coach until I go in the dirt, which isn't very long anyway. But
it might sync up. So I don't know. No Joe Mixon. I don't want to take Chicago. I'm gonna take Chicago and the over, but I still think Cincinnati's gonna win. But I'm gonna take the points with Chicago.
I'll take Cincy in the over. I think they'll play pissed off because of what happened last week. They should play better. And actually, Andy Dalton, that first half, he looked really good. I don't think I've seen Andy Dalton look that good ever before. So he looked really, really good. I think I got to go with Cincinnati and the over in this one. How about, speaking of ugly games, the Welsh, there's just a slew of them coming up here. Green Bay at Cleveland. Green Bay is favored by 3.5 only.
Really?
And the over-under is 40.5.
How about
in a world
the Cleveland Browns win this game?
Straight up.
I will go. Well, I don't know about that. I'll go. I'm going to take Cleveland here regardless. I'll go Cleveland and the. The under.
I feel like it's just throwing darts at this game,
totally
right?
It's totally throwing darts. I'm counting on Josh Gordon scoring 2 touchdowns and 300 yards, so.
Man, I mean, do you want to pick Kaiser or Hundley? That's what it's down to.
Ooh, who's worse? I think
Hundley's worse. I'm going with Kaiser. I'm with you.
Way older, too. Way older.
God.
40.
No, I'm not going with you. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to take Green Bay. You took the under. I'll take Green Bay in the under as well. God, that game's terrible.
Jesus. All right.
Yeah, I'm a waffly waffler. I am. So I'm going to take Green Bay in the under. How about San Francisco at Houston, the Welsh? Houston by 3, over under 43.
Oh, can Houston win? Niners, please stop winning games. Please stop it. You're ruining our pick chances here. I will go Houston, and I'm going to go another under. I don't see how the Niners. I mean, I think the Niners could score a few points, but this is like a, 21-14 game to me.
So, give me San Francisco and the over, Jimmy G time. Let's get that 8th pick.
Complete opposite. Let's bother one more real quick.
Oakland at Kansas City. Kansas City by 4, over under 47.
Give me Kansas City and the under. I'm taking
Kansas City and the under. I'll go with the under with you, but I'm going to take Oakland in the under. Kansas
Survey
City,
says.
Survey says Kansas City keeps losing games.
All right, there you go. All right, we got some more coming up on the other side of this break. We have got, who do we got? We got Detroit, Tampa, Dallas, New York, Tennessee, Arizona. And I think when we come back right off the break, we'll cover a few more of these player debates that we had sent in.
Yeah.
Some interesting ones here. Drew Brees versus Alex Smith. Ooh, maybe that one. We've kind of hit on a couple already that we've had call-ins on, but Frank Gore versus Jay Ajayi, Kenyon Drake versus Alfred Morris. These are good ones. We'll cover some of these when we get back, so don't go anywhere. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe. And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
There's heroes and there's legends.
To the followers of his fantasy advice, he is known as the king. To the fantasy sports industry, he's a respected colleague and a friend. And as a representative of the FSWA Hall of Fame, it's his royal responsibility to share his stories of fantasy sports glory with the world. On the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour, Scott the King takes his throne with celebrities, athletes, and like-minded legends of the industry. Together, they share stories of how fantasy sports change their lives and give advice to you so you can be on your way to creating your own fantasy legacy. Listen to the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour by going to fntsy.com/radio and listen to all the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's award-winning programming for free in the iTunes and Google Play stores. Fantasy legends are made only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
A lot of the controversy wasn't even about the suspension so much with Juju, was that it was the same length of suspension as Rob Gronkowski. Juju arguably had a legal block on Vontaze.
That was a football play.
That may have been a little dirty, but ultimately it was a block.
When you're on the field,
it's a bang play.
That speed of the NFL.
Sure.
Roger Goodell know how Mike Tomlin get down. So he's like, this was done on purpose. So yeah, he's going to get the suspension.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hey, it's Tony Sicala telling you about a new show, Fantasy Football Rewind. Catch it late night on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Starts at 1 a.m. on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It's 2 hours of fantasy football action. I'll give you all the latest news in fantasy football. I'll talk about all the things that happen on the channel throughout the day. I'll tell you who's right, who's wrong. Fantasy Football Rewind. If you can't stay up that late, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Fantasy Football Rewind.
It's In This League.
It's not real.
Well, it was real, but you see, I got sick and all the hair fell out, so I had to wear this thing.
How'd you get sick?
I loved a woman who wasn't clean.
Mrs. Santa?
No, it's In This League.
Yes! Christmas time is the best of Santa. There we go. That's what we need. It's the Christmas rejoin.
I'm on my
special
effing lunch break, okay?
Pavona, get on here. Christmas time. How are you a Christmas guy, Pavona?
Okay, so I'm gonna show you a little bit of a behind the scenes what's going on right now. My brother's here in the quote unquote pit of misery. He brought me Irish nachos from the
dilly
bar.
Dilly Dilly.
Yes, Dilly Dilly.
What are Irish nachos?
Are
those?
They at Rock and Riley's. They're basically nachos, but instead of tortilla chips, they're potato chips.
like ruffles or something?
No, just like cut up potatoes into potato chips, and then they're done.
I figured
with like
it was regular
cheese,
nachos,
and scallions, and bacon. It's amazing. But
now I get it, Irish. Yeah,
so
I
figured it was regular nachos and a shot of whiskey.
Yeah,
I don't need the whiskey. What I do need though is that my brother came here. He's hanging out with me. He is watching Bad Santa behind me right now. That's how crazy we are. About this holiday, about
and that's
Christmas.
How boring we are. By the way, that's how boring.
It's December 6th.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all in. I watch Bad Santa in November, so I mean, I'm not going to hate, even though there's people in there that could care less about us. I'm not going to hate because Bad Santa is a classic, and that rejoin is there. Well, okay. So let's even flip a little bit more behind the scenes there. Even though we got the Pavona crew, what can we expect as far as Christmas rejoins? How is this going to go? Are we going to do like a Christmas special?
With what? With a few weeks coming. With a few weeks before we get to Christmas, there will be at least 1 to 2 rejoins made per show leading up to an all Christmas one. Of course, you can request
Home Alone, please. Just anything from Home Alone.
See, the funny thing is, see, that's why, like, you get into my mind. I already have ideas. Don't worry.
It's okay. Already made.
I think I've already mentioned this. I need my Christmas movie, by the way. Now, this is a conversation for a couple weeks. Because, by the way, Christmas special should be, should be December 20th because Christmas will be done. So December 20th should be our Christmas special on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. But
of course,
my all-time movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's number one.
Yeah, of course.
On the list.
You guys that brought up that it's not even in the top 20 on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's ridiculous. Not us, but that's absolutely
blasphemy.
Asinine. That is blasphemy. So I'm going to need changing out
humbug.
The in this league. That's what I need. You know, like, so Rusty's out there. He's like, or he's like, hey, Clark, just changing out the in this league. You know, the S word thing. That's what I need. So make that rejoin. That'll be classic. So you got this week, next week, and then it's on us. December 20th. That should be our all Christmas rejoin special. Oh, and we do have a request. We have an ITL GroupMe room that listens to the show. It's called the ITL Live Room, and we have a request for a diehard rejoin. So someone does want a diehard because it's a Christmas movie, apparently.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I've been on the record.
You're one
to
of
say
the people
it,
that
no, no, I'm fine. No, 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 no. I go this far. No. If there's snow in a movie, it's Christmas to me. So like 40 days and 40
let
nights.
It snow, though.
No, just any snow. 40 days and 40 nights where the vampires are there and they're like, there's no God. Like, that's Christmas to me. Like, just all I need is snow. That's all I need. No God. That's no Christmas. That's Christmas. So any snow whatsoever, it's a Christmas feeling to me and I'm good to go. So we've got a couple requests. It's good. Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings is Christmas to me.
Cool Runnings is a Christmas movie.
Any snow whatsoever, that's Christmas. So that's good. All right. Well, good job. We'll go back to watching Bad Santa with your brother. So
Zach and Mary make a porno.
We'll cover this. Was there snow
in that? That's a Christmas movie. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's in Pittsburgh in the winter. So, yeah.
Okay. By definition, it's a Christmas
movie. Huck it, chuck it, football.
Watch with the family. With a couple all night. Let's do a couple matchups, and then we got to plow through some more of these over-unders. What did we say when we left here? What was a good one? Oh, this one. Frank Gore versus Buffalo or Jay Ajayi versus the Rams. Where are you going in week 14?
Man, I think I'll go Frank Gore in that one. I don't like the way they've been using the running backs in Philly at all. Jay Ajayi's been super frustrated. This is another one of those, if you want to go down with the ship and start Ajayi, that's fine. I don't blame you, but it's not something that I can do.
You're going to go Gore over Ajayi?
I'll go Gore.
I'm going to go Ajayi. We disagree on everything.
This is not good. We are disagreeing on everything. Yeah, what about Alfred Morris versus Kenyon Drake? You can answer this one first. Alfred Morris against the Giants, Kenyon Drake against the Patriots.
My immediate reaction, I was going to say Kenyon Drake, but I'm not sure it's that easy. I'm going to go with my first gut, and I'm going to go with Kenyon Drake.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're fine. I'll go with you there. I think they're both this is a coin flippy type of one here, but I'll go with Kenyon Drake. He catches the ball out of the backfield a bunch, and they're playing the Patriots. They should get down, so maybe a couple dump-off extra passes for him.
What's another good one? Andy Dalton versus Cam Newton. Andy Dalton's the Bears. Cam Newton against Minnesota. Ooh, that is a good one.
Give me Andy Dalton. Like I said before, he hasn't looked as good as he looked in that first half against Pittsburgh. They quit throwing the ball in the second half. I have no idea why. That's part of the reason Marvin Lewis needs to be fired. So give me Andy Dalton in that one.
I'm good with that one. I mean, I still lean a little Cam Newton.
It's tough not to start Cam Newton. It's tough not to start him, but that is a rough matchup against Minnesota. I don't want any part of playing.
Well, I'll give you this.
Minnesota.
Here's why I lean a little bit against it, and it's going to go to our last matchup, and then we're going to finish up with the games, is because they might be without Joe Mixon, and I know that's not like, ooh, Joe Mixon. But, you know, still, it's the established running back, and they've got Gio Bernard, who's going to be the guy. No Jeremy Hill. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe that's a good fantasy option if they're just going to slang the ball all game, but you might get some turnovers. So that's why I'm good with Andy Dalton. But this leads to the last one. I think this one's cool. Gio Bernard versus Chicago or Sammy Watkins versus Philly. So this is for your flex position. We don't have word if Joe Mixon will miss the game, but this is probably under the assumption that he does.
I don't want Watkins. So I'll go with Gio in that one.
You wanted Watkins earlier. He was like your best friend.
Yeah, no, he's not my best friend, but I'll go with Gio. Yeah, I'll go with a main running back over a second wide receiver in most cases.
Agreed.
If we're talking wide receiver versus wide receiver, yeah, I mean, Diggs has been terrible, and they're playing against Carolina. So I'll take Watkins over Diggs, but I'm not going to take him over Gio.
That's what you just said is crazy. Like, it just – why is it crazy? Not be crazy. No, it might not be crazy. It
Diggs is so much better than all of these players.
You're like, I will take Sammy Watkins over Stephen Diggs, but Gio Bernard over Watkins is cool. They're just the whole sentence. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying the sentence in the landscape of fantasy this year, it just sounds crazy to me.
Well, it sounds crazy, but this is the playoffs. It's been a crazy year, too. So if Gio Bernard is going to be the main running back for the Bengals, I'm going to have him. Their other option is Brian Hill from Wyoming. Brian Hill has not been good. He got cut by the Falcons already, and he's not that good. So
volume plays are important, and I think we've kind of covered that here. If you're in a situation where Gio Bernard
higher
is the starting guy. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, good point.
Higher
All right, let's
floor.
Get back to some of the games here. Let's see how these over-unders go. What's the next one?
Well, we got Detroit at Tampa Bay, and there's no line because we don't know about Matt Stafford stomped on hand.
Well, I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. I'll take Detroit because I think Matt Stafford is going to tough it out and play. I mean, he always does. So I think he has the longest streak now that Eli's ended last week. So speaking of Eli, how about
50?
No, I think it's, I don't know what it is, but it's higher than 50. How about Dallas at the New York Giants? Dallas is favored by 4.5, over under 41.5. New coaching staff. Eli is back.
He's
no Geno time.
Geno time is over.
Geno
no
time.
Geno
911.
Yeah, it's Geno 911.
No, I'm going to go Dallas. I'm going to go Dallas in the over.
Samesies. Dallas in the over for me as well. How about Tennessee at Arizona? Tennessee is favored by 3, over under 44.
These road dogs, man. I'm going to go Tennessee, and I'm going to go the over because no Adrian Peterson. I think the Cardinals know they're going to have to sling the ball, and there might be some late points, so Tennessee in the over.
I will I'm Stick definitely taking Tennessee.
Edge, my friend.
I'll take Tennessee in the over, too. How about New York Jets at the Denver Broncos? Jets by 1, over under 41.
What a garbage game. I have a hard time going against Denver at home, especially it's the Jets. Maybe it's my preconceived notion. So, no, I'm
really?
Going to Denver. Yeah, I'm going to go Denver.
Denver's been awful.
I know. I know they have.
All right.
I know. I just
Denver
I
in the over?
Sure. Yeah, Denver in the
I
over.
I thought that's what you said. Did you not say that?
No, I was just like, I just don't want to. Like, if I were betting, this game means that I would immediately look at that game and I'd be like, nope.
No action.
Not
right?
playing that game. No action.
Same. Yeah, same for me. How about last one before the break? Washington at the Chargers. Chargers by 6, over under 46. Kind of seems like a big line, but the Chargers have been rolling. Washington has not.
Yeah, I mean, the Clippers, a.k.a. Chargers, have been one of the – I mean, I'm not even surprised. Are the fires anywhere near the stadiums? Like, do they need to, like, move the game?
I don't know my Southern California geography too well. So
okay,
do you see that? Do you see that like GIF of somebody driving into work and it looked like they were driving to hell?
It looked like the apocalypse. Someone posted, they're like, "This is a weird way to drive to work," and it looked like the world had just been blown. It looked like what happened.
What's that stupid movie with
dinosaurs?
All the celebrities?
In
this
the
is
world,
the end.
This is the
this
end.
Is
that's,
the end.
That's 100% what it looked like. The whole world looked like it was on fire. One of the scariest, like, just images I've ever seen, to be honest with you. It's totally crazy. And actually, a good friend of ours that hosts a popular basketball podcast, Dan Bespris, he's, like, woke up and he had ashes at his front
right.
door because it's a couple
Ugh.
Miles from him.
Scary.
So, fires regardless. I'm going to go with the Chargers and the over.
Chargers in the over. I will go with Washington in the over. I think that line's too big, but I think there will be a ton of points. So I definitely like the over.
We got four more. We got Seattle, Jacksonville, Philly, Rams, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and New England, Miami. Those are the games coming up after this break. Don't go anywhere. One more.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Remember the moment as a Cowboy fan is Tony Dorsett's 99-yard run. That was first the Vikings on Monday Night Football. My pops was like, you got to go to bed. But she was like, you can stay up for one drive. And that was the only drive I got to stay up for.
I used to always stay up for Monday Night. I had a black and white TV. I'm dating myself. Yeah. In my room, and I'd be watching that. So
I was happy to have it. Forget that antenna. Put a hang on there. That TV still works. Ain't find no big fancy color TVs in here.
Weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
I'm hopeful that you hit. You earn some more money. Maybe we could pool all our money together and potentially buy the New York Knicks. Mr. Dolan has been named in the Harvey Weinstein suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not shocking.
We could also get the Rangers, too, in the Garden as a package deal. We're right across the street from Studio 34. We can make it our little satellite office.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
This league.
I lost by 1 point. That means the Welsh got first place. The worst part about losing by 1 point is my jerk buddy didn't set his lineup all the way. After the Monday night game, I had won by 0.6. And then I woke up on Tuesday morning and I lost because he had some type of stat correction. I'm mainly upset not for losing, but because the Welsh is first.
My favorite part about it, though, was it was stat corrected.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Still one of my favorites. One of my absolute favorites. It's gold. It's artwork that Pavona made there. In this league, we're back to final segment. Only a couple more minutes with us. Oh, how are you going to handle yourself? What are you going to do with your life? Go search In This League. On iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, anywhere. You can find the baseball, the football, the basketball. You can find this podcast. You can find Prospect One, the college football. I'm telling you, I don't know if you could get through all the content that we put out in a week unless you are on the road all the time. But promise you, we are here for you with your yummy, funny content.
Oh.
Yummy.
Yummy. God, why do you have
final
to say
games.
That?
I know. Yummy is such a
Seattle.
We've been through this.
Seattle at Jacksonville. Jacksonville by 3, over under 39.5, the Welsh. What do you think?
You got the under. I'm going to go Seattle in the over. I think Seattle is just way too good of a team right now. It pains me to see Russell Wilson as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but it's just true. So I'm going to go Seattle in the over.
Yeah, I know this is a far trip and everything, but Seattle's just been rolling. So, and I know that's a tough matchup for Seattle with their bad offensive line, and Jacksonville has the best defensive line, but Russ just seems to find a way to make it work every single week. How about Philly at the Rams? Rams are favored by 2.5, over under 49.5.
I think this is a really, really tough game. That, again, one I wouldn't really want to touch, but I'm going to go Philly right in the under. I think Philly's out for blood, and I think the Rams are going to give them fits, but I don't see this going over, and I think Philly takes this dog.
Yeah, I think that line is way too high, and I'm with you. Philly in the under for me. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh by 5, over under 43.5, the Welsh.
Big Ben at home, so I'm going to go Pittsburgh, and, oh, man, I'm going to go the under.
Man, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing with you. I would not be surprised if Baltimore straight up won this game. This could go either way, but since Pittsburgh's at home, I'll take Pittsburgh. New England at Miami. New England, always the biggest line of the week. Favored by 11. The over-under is 47, the Welsh.
Boy. I guess no Gronk. I'm going to go Miami. Or not Miami. I'm going to go New England. What am I saying?
Okay.
It's a Freudian slip. Sorry about that. New England and the over. You wrote that for me, and you were 100% right. That is New England.
I will also take New England the over. I think that's pretty standard for us to take, especially against Miami. They just usually seem to stomp Miami. So
yeah, that's how we do. So your homework for this week, of course, is tune into Prospect One if you're into prospects. We talk about Shohei Ohtani. Well, I got Jim Callis that's joining me on Friday, so hopefully Ohtani is signed. That would be a great conversation piece. But you can listen to me and Jim Callis talk prospects. Bogman has got – are you still college football, or are you guys on a break until the bowl games?
We are on a break until the 14th. We will record our show on the 14th and put it up the day before the bowl start. A little bowl preview for you.
Two football a week, two basketball a week, and we've got a baseball coming up for you this week, and then we start up in January. So full coverage over at InThisLeague.com. We've got some fun apparel if you're an In This League head, if you're an In This League-ite, or if I know you're part of the Army. We've got a bunch of shirts. We've got our brand new one is Zero Shares. If you got zero shares of a player and you like to rub it in people's face, then we've got that shirt and a whole bunch more. And the ITL Army, if you guys want to kind of join in all the wackiness, you get the inside of what we do. You actually can get access to us. Join us in a text GroupMe app. We've got secret shows, which, by the way, we're going to do right after this show. We are going to be recording our secret shows, which are comedy-based. We're going to talk. We got some fun stuff we're going to talk about. So if you're looking for extra content and fun things, In This League is your place. So go to InThisLeague.com. And I am stoked about the All Christmas. We're going to do a special Christmas for the podcast, but like on here with All Christmas rejoins. I mean, I feel like we should drink eggnog during the episode.
We should have some kind of holiday spirit. That's for sure.
Yuletide carols?
That's right. I think
singing,
so.
Being sung by a choir?
Yeah, I think we can make that happen.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. You guys can send in your suggestions. We'll have super producer Pavona here. Maybe we'll get a guest or two. We'll do some Christmas stuff. So, as always, great calls this week. We love you long time, my friends. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh of In This League. Go check us out on InThisLeague.com. Otherwise, join us here every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye for now. Bye.
See you.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.